And now, it's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll do a great track from Reality Sweep. Talk to Bob Macon about his upcoming summer concert series at the Asbury Park Brewery. Hear the latest from Frankenstein 3000 and check in with Joe from Roulette. They're fresh off a national tour and have a show coming up at the St. Asbury Park on June 20th. But first, on the phone is Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks. You can catch them at the Asbury Hotel on June 29th, and they have a brand new EP coming out later this summer. We're about to premiere the lead single. Lou, thanks for calling into the show.
Anytime, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You have a brand new EP coming out later this summer, Sound of the City. Tell us about that.
Cool. So Sound of the City is a six-song EP. It basically culminates kind of how we've been maturing and growing as a group. If you've listened to us in the past, you've probably heard a lot of acoustic guitar and a lot of, you know, some slide guitar. You're going to hear a little bit less of that this time around, a little bit more like pop production and radio-friendly tunes. So we really put our thinking caps on, tried to deliver the top-tier songwriting material this time around, and I think it should be cool. I mean, all the songs are pretty catchy. Everyone that's heard the EP, that has previewed it so far, has given positive reviews. So, you know, we think it's going to do pretty well.
Totally. I believe I'm one of those guys that's positively reviewed it. It's a great effort. Of course, the EP release show rocks the Asbury Lanes, the brand new Asbury Lanes, on August 3rd. That's going to be a good time. But ahead of that, you're doing the Asbury Hotel June 29th. What can people expect that night?
June 29th, that'll be a special unplugged performance. So we'll be playing as a trio. And every time we play at the Asbury Hotel, there's always some random special guests and surprises that end up showing up. So definitely stop by. It's free. Asbury Hotel on the 29th of June. And who knows who you'll see us on stage with. So it should be a good time.
How could someone find out more about Levy and the Oaks?
They can check out our Instagram, which is handle Levy and the Oaks. They can check out levyandtheoaks.com. That's L-E-V-Y and the Oaks like the tree. And or on Facebook or Twitter. So we're definitely around for sure.
And of course, on that, you'll have all the shows you're playing coming up. Now, we mentioned the 29th. We mentioned August 3rd. You also have a bunch of other shows on the way. Tell us about those.
Yeah, September 30th, we're playing Butch Cole's, which is one of our favorite dive bars in Rahway. We're playing The Crossroads in Garwood on July 13th. We have another single coming out that same day on July 13th, so that's going to be a cool Friday. That next day, on the 14th, that Saturday, we're playing at Delancey in New York City. On the 15th, we're playing at the Highlands. On the 28th, we're back into the city for Rockwood Music Hall. And, all culminating to August 3rd at the Asbury Lanes for the EP release.
We're about to premiere your latest single. Tell us about Obsessive Love.
So Obsessive Love is essentially, the reality that although love can bring on lots of beautiful things, it can also bring on some pretty crazy, hectic, over-the-top scenarios into your life as well. So Obsessive Love is just that. The tagline is, it's obsessive love, it's more than peace and doves, there's a little hell in this heaven above. So it's a playoff of how intense and how crazy people can get sometimes when they fall in love.
And it's catchy as hell. Lou Panico of Levy and the Oaks, catch them at the Asbury Hotel June 29th. Sound of the City EP release show rocks the brand new Asbury Lanes on August 3rd. Lou, thank you so much for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'll do it anytime. Thanks. Thank you.
Hell yeah, man. Always a pleasure. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Levy and the Oaks, brand new, Obsessive Love, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
It's obsessive love. It's more than peace and doves. There's a little hell in this heaven above. Obsessive love. It's more than peace and doves. There's a little hell in this heaven above. First act to tie a swing. Clear skies and budding trees. Starts the movie of you and me. Long ago with the director that never showed. We were never scripted. Ad-libbed and livid. As far as crew members go, the stars held the light for the drama below. We rehearsed it. prescription. My doctor in medicine. Quarantined in the city of Rome.
Hey, this is Brian King from Reality Suite, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Not sorry.
Reality Suite with Live Now Forever on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Awaken EP. It's available now at cdbaby.com. Learn more about the band, stay on top of all of their upcoming shows, and check out their social media links at realitysuite.com. On the phone is Bob Makin. His Makin' Waves Summer Concert Series rocks the Asbury Park Brewery this summer on select Saturday nights, the first of which is June 23rd. Bob, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom. You're like a brother from another mother.
The feeling is mutual, bro, and it's a pleasure to have you on the first ever Jersey Rock podcast, and we are very much looking forward to the Makin' Waves Summer Concert Series. And we're doing four nights over at the Asbury Park Brewery this summer, all with New Jersey acts. Tell us about the series.
I had originally envisioned this series somewhere else, and when so many of the bands I asked to play said, can we do it in Asbury? I was like, okay. And, you know, the brewery has such a great buzz. It kind of has that feel of the old Asbury Lane. So I thought this would be a great match. You know, have five bands for $5, low-dough admission price, you know, very much like the Lanes. Kind of have it in the downtown so that some of the businesses there can benefit from people coming into the brewery and at an earlier time, usually concerts are later. This is nice and early. The doors are at like 6. There's going to be like, you know, great takeout menus. Folks can have food delivered so they can even have dinner there. It's family friendly. They can bring their kids. There's going to be games to play. And we're going to have this really fun Wheel of Chance for sponsor prizes, including Jersey Rock and The Rat.
It's going to be a great time. You're doing four shows, July 14th, July 28th, August 11th, and the first one is going to be on June 23rd. I believe you have Cook Thuglist, The Brixton Riot, The Successful Failures, and Disposable on the bill, as well as the band we're playing on the podcast, Mr. Payday. Tell us about these guys.
Well, I've known Doug Vissom from Mr. Payday. He's better known as Sluggo in the New Brunswick area for 30 years. He's been in some of the best bands in New Brunswick. Please Youth was a really influential band. They helped pave the way for the basement scene. Bad Karma was fantastic, had all the right stuff, but somehow, you know, they just didn't get that brass ring, you know, but they were one of New Brunswick's all-time best bands. And now with Mr. Payday, you know, he's, again, writing great songs. You're going to play one tonight called Written in Stone. It's just fantastic. Their latest album, Welcome to the Modern World, is great. It was in my top 10 list, and that was really the impetus for this show, was kind of showcase bands that were among my best releases of 2017.
If somebody wants to find out more about the Makin' Waves Summer Concert Series or would like to check out your column, Makin' Waves, how can they do so?
Makin' Waves is syndicated in several outlets, New Jersey Stage, The Aquarian Weekly, NJArts.net, Radio Jersey, Asbury Park Music. And the best place to find it all is on my my Facebook page. It's at Makin' Waves column. You'll find links to the concert series there. Of course, there's an event page. And, you know, if you just either go to the Makin' Waves page on Facebook or type in the Makin' Waves Summer Concert Series, you'll find it easily enough, and hope folks come out. Thank you so much, Tom, for talking to me.
Bob Makin of the Makin' Waves column. Don't miss the Makin' Waves Summer Concert Series at the Asbury Park Brewery this summer. They're doing four shows, the first of which June 23rd with Cook Thuglist, The Brixton Riot, Successful Failures, Disposable, and the band you're about to hear, Mr. Payday. Bob, thanks so much for calling in, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Hell yeah, we'll check in again ahead of the July 14th show. But right now, let's do that track. Here's Mr. Payday, Written in Stone, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Last night at the stream that I found. Einstein 3000 and the Electric Ballroom, and you're listening to my buddy, Tom Hanley, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
The latest from Frankenstein 3000, that's Give It All Away, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their latest album, The Blunt Truth, which may very well be their strongest effort to date. It's available now at mainmanrecords.com. You can get it on both CD and limited edition vinyl, but hurry up on the vinyl because word is that's going fast. You can learn more at Frankenstein3000.com and at Facebook.com/Frankenstein3000. And don't forget to catch Keith Roth on the Electric Ballroom every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on Rat Radio. It's the only place where Donnas, Dandies, and Dictators have been known to stop by. On the phone is Joe from Roulette. Their Fire EP is out now, and you can catch them at the St. Asbury Park on June 20th, along with Hogan's Goat, Bionic Monkey, and some other great bands. Joe, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
No problem, man. Nice to be talking to you again.
Hell yeah, man. It's a pleasure to have you on. Last time I saw you was when you rocked the Showcase series, The Wonder Bar, back in February. And you guys just got back from tour. How was that?
It was awesome. We toured with a band called The Mansion. They've actually been on tour for about 4 years. So they took us through the Midwest, and we had some great experiences out there. And if anyone's out there is listening on the Rats app, we'd like to thank you for coming to our shows and seeing us.
What advice would you have for any young bands who are going out on tour for the first time?
So if you're a band just going out on tour for the first time, I would definitely say drink a lot of water, eat healthy so you don't get sick. I know it's easy to get junk food, but definitely, you know, eat right and sleep when you can, because you won't be getting a lot of sleep.
Now, we're very much looking forward to your show Wednesday, June 20th, over at the St. Asbury Park. You've got some great bands in the bill for that. What can people expect that night?
So we're going to be playing actually with a band we've played with before, Bionic Monkey. They're a bunch of great guys. And Hogan's Goat, they're coming all the way from Tennessee. And if you can please check them out on Facebook and listen to them, you know, check out their Spotify. They got a great sound. And we're going to just be bringing down the house with them on the 20th. So it's going to be a good show. We're going to be maybe playing some old songs and a lot of stuff from Fire, which is what we kind of got in rotation right now.
Well, that's a great EP. If someone would like to get a copy of Fire, how can they do that?
If you would like to get a copy, you can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Amazon. You can go right to our website and order a physical copy. That's always appreciated. And search for us on CD Baby. And we're also streaming on Spotify. But, you know, any money that can come our way to help us continue making music is greatly appreciated.
That website is roulettemusicnj.com. The track we're doing tonight is the title track off the EP, Fire. Tell us about this song.
So Fire is, I'd say, the most epic-sounding song on the EP. It's a great thanks to our guitarist, Mike Hader, for that, with some great leads over that. But it's a really, I guess, grim-sounding song, but it has a sort of hidden, uplifting feel to it behind some of the darker lyrics and whatnot. But really would like people to listen to that. Listen to the words that Jess is singing, and take away the message that they feel is, you know, relevant from it.
Joe from Roulette, get their Fire EP now at roulettemusicnj.com, and don't miss them at the St. Asbury Park this Wednesday, June 20th. Joe, thanks so much for calling into the podcast.
No problem, Tom. Thank you again.
Always a pleasure, dude. Right now, to close out the first ever Jersey Rock podcast, let's do that track. Here's Roulette with Fire on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You are the one.
Roulette, with the title track off of their Fire EP on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can score that disc now at RouletteMusicNJ.com. Don't miss Roulette at the St. Nasbury Park on June 20th with a bunch of great bands, including Bionic Monkey and Hogan's Goat. More info at theSaintNJ.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. You can find new episodes on the Jersey Rock page every Monday morning at WRAT.com, or you can subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter via Club Rat to have it delivered right to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear the bands that make New Jersey rock. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at JerseyRock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.